concerned about the critical state of the planet caused by climate change. Association members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association in Mexico organized the SOS Save the Planet Conference in Jalapa, the capital city of the state of Veracruz, also known as the Athens of Veracruz. On March 6th, over 1,000 concerned jalapenos, government officials, and dignitaries attended the conference to join in the discussion on the latest issues and key solutions to mitigate the planet's climate crisis. Supreme Master Qinghai graciously accepted the invitation as guest of honor to share her insights during the forum via video conference. Prominent guest speakers were the Honorable Fidel Herrera Beltran, Governor of Veracruz State, and His Honor David Velasco Chedraui, Mayor of Jalapa. Also present were Mariana Mungia de Velasco, President of Jalapa's Municipal Family Integral Development, or DIF, Mr. Ranulfo Marquez, Civil Protection Secretary of the State, Mr. Victor Alvarado, coordinator of the program Tú Decides, or You Decide, with the state's DIF, Mr. Alfredo Riveros Hernandez, Communication and Journalism Director of Radio Del Cielo, Mr. Oscar Pedro Reyes Castellan, journalist and president of El Centinela newspaper, and Noman Jin, one of the most famous singer-songwriters in Mongolia. European Parliament Vice President Mr. McMillan Scott, Senator Jejerson Alvarez from the Philippines, and Legislator Tian Chiu-Chin from Formosa or Taiwan also lent their support by sending their greeting messages to Supreme Master Qinghai and the conference's participants. The SOS Save the Planet was broadcast live by the local station Oliva Radio on 95.5 FM. We now invite you to join us for the rebroadcast of the video conference with Supreme Master Qinghai, SOS Save the Planet, held on March 6, 2009 in Jalapa, Mexico.
For our next segment, we have several overseas personages who sent their greetings and shared with us their concern for the state of our planet. We have first a message from Mrs. Chiu Chin Tian. She is a legislator in Formosa, Taiwan. She is also the chairperson of the Yalai branch of Formosa Environmental Protection Union. For over 30 years, Mrs. Chiu Chin Tian is actively involved in the protection of the environment, and it is associated with major environmental protection groups and alliances.
全球暖化是全人类共同要面对的问题。如果我们所有的人类民众都有这样子的自觉的话， 我相信所有的政府会把这个问题当成第一优先考量来解决它。所有的建设、所有的投资，都必须去考量这个问题。所以我一直在跟我们的政府部门呼吁说，你现在面对全球暖化的问题，再加上金融海啸、经济海啸，我一直觉得是老天爷给人类一个反省的机会。全球暖化 又加上金融海啸，就告诉我们说，我们人类过去的经济活动实际上是一个错误的，是一个逆天的、违反自然的一个方式。我们人类要改变。我现在是个国会议员，我监督的是台湾政府，在这整个面对金融海啸的时候，他所做的事情是不是有助于可以同时解决？ 有助于降低我们全球暖化这个危机，所有的这个问题都要去考虑到我们现在的这个政府的投资有没有办法去帮助到我们未来的子孙，这些可以穿透到未来世代的产业是什么？那你如果有去想到这一点的话，你自然就会连带去想到说，我现在所做的花钱的这个内容，我要做的事情， 一定不能够不去考虑到二氧化碳排放的问题、碳中和的问题。那实际上你考虑到这些， 我一直相信哪一个国家哪一个政府先去考虑到这些，这个国家就会先从金融海啸的浪潮中爬起来，然后他会带领着其他人这个进入下个世代。我非常期待说我们大家互相帮助啊，我们的畜牧业事实上造成非常多的温室气体啊。那我也知道人类的经济活动怎么样影响到我们的这个世界，但是我相信啊，人类面对全球暖化的危机，最后大家一定要去面对这个问题，就是说我从我吃的每一口的东西里面啊，我是要造成二氧化碳的食物，还是呢是降低二氧化碳的食物。那你如果爱你的孩子啊，这个比什么都好，我相信所有的父母会先去做，我相信都会慢慢变成这个吃素的人比这个吃肉人还多。我们人类呢靠着跨国甚至于跨州的合作，我们寻找未来生活一个低碳生活的可能性。那我非常希望经由这一次的会议，世界各国我们可以共同来合作，我们把花在战争花在互相仇恨的这个经费跟精神拿来互相帮助，拯救我们自己，拯救地球，也拯救我们未来的孩子。也在这边祝福我们青海无上师父，还有我们墨西哥的朋友，还有我们电视机前面所有的朋友啊，大家一起共同努力，共同发心啊！这个今天这个灾难是我们共同造成的，所以我们也有完全的责任。那我相信借由大家互相的合作，我们一定可以共同克服这个危机啊，给我们小孩子，我们未来孩子带来啊新的幸福。
From the islands nation of the Philippines, we have a message from Senator Gerson Alvarez, who is also the presidential advisor on global warming and climate change.
Hello, Supreme Master Qinghai. Would like to congratulate you.
Hello.
And thank you for your many humanitarian efforts in helping disaster victims. And this time around,I must really congratulate you for bringing together many parts of humanity, Mexicans, Filipinos, Taiwanese, in great distances to the part of the world so that we can confront this disaster of global warming and climate change. You are a great humanist, Master Qinghai. And I wish to greet everybody who's here in Mexico for this struggle to understand global warming and climate change. Climate change is that point where we would reach an irreversible warming of the temperature of the world to 2 degrees centigrade above that of the pre-industrial revolution before we started to use machines. And because the world would have heated up by 2 degrees centigrade mean temperature, all the ice in the polar regions, the 3-mile glacier on top of Greenland will melt. And when they melt,we would have reached the tipping point, the irreversible point of climate change. Because the ice will melt and there's more water in the world, the oceans will rise by 7 or even 9 meters. The scientists point out to us, many of the surface of the earth will then be flooded. But global warming is even more serious to many countries, especially to the poor countries of the world, the archipelagic,and low-lying small island nations. In the Philippines alone, we get about 20 storms every year. Before global warming, the storms were traveling at a velocity of about 90 to 140 kilometers per hour. We could survive them even if we had 20 storms. But now one storm alone hit us in one of our southern islands, and it flooded the island, killed many people. It traveled at the velocity of 240 kilometers per hour.One great storm of about 300 kilometers per hour hit New Orleans. It wiped out that beautiful American city. We must unite. Members of the family of man must look for a formula or a program or a timetable of cutting carbon dioxide. We ask the developed countries, we all ask countries of the world, to look at this problem on its totality. And together, like brothers and sisters, let us protect the future generation of man. Let us work together now and save the planet. And it helps if you are a vegetarian. And I'm sure that not only the vegetarians will join us on this, but anyone who cares for mankind, anyone who loves the future generation of humanity.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator.
We are very honored to have the support of the Vice President of the European Parliament from United Kingdom, Mr. Edward Macmillan Scott. In light of the critical state of our planet, Mr. Macmillan Scott becomes part of the solution to save our planet Earth by reducing his consumption of meat. Let us watch his greeting message.
My name is Edward Macmillan Scott. I'm a Vice President of the European Parliament. I come from the United Kingdom, but I'm very interested in the proposition that is making that we should eat no meat on one day a week. In actual fact, I've been doing that myself since Christmas. But I think there's a serious message, and that is that the planet is in trouble. We have a problem with greenhouse gases, and one of the most significant sources of greenhouse gases is animal production and meat production and the dairy industry. And the fact that so much soya is now being grown for animal fodder, for all these reasons, the United Nations in particular, but also other organizations, have encouraged people to give up meat at least one day a week. And therefore, I'm delighted that the movement is endorsing and supporting this proposition. I'm delighted that I'm here and able to deliver a message of greeting from the European Parliament to Supreme Master Ching Hai, whose work is well understood around the world, and in particular, at a time of concern about climate change, that this message is being propagated and encouraged by Supreme Master TV, which is an important mechanism of communication around the world. And as a vice president, we have been discussing how, for example, the European Parliament itself reduces its own footprint. And one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases. I'm also delighted that Supreme Master Ching Hai is conducting an interactive question and answer session. And this is a very important medium now. People need to be able to get a response from both politicians and public figures, spiritual leaders. And so I'm delighted that this is now being made possible through the medium of Supreme Master TV. So good luck with the project, and may many others imitate it. So in all these areas, the EU is in a capacity to give a political lead, and I believe is doing so.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Wonderful.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you so much for your support.
We would like to express our thanks to European Parliament Vice President Mr. Macmillan Scott, Senator Gerhardsson Alvarez, and Legislator Chiu Ching Tien for supporting our SOS Save the Planet video conference to bring awareness to the urgency of the climate change crisis.
Yes, we thank them so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Master. Thank you.
I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful to the Vice President of the European Union. I'm very deeply grateful. May God bless you, sir. Your support is really a great, great, great grace to us. Great blessing. May God bless you and the European Union and bless our world, so that we may survive. We need more people like you. God bless you. Buddha bless you.
Thank you, Master. The production of meat through the raising of livestock is proven by numerous studies that is harming our planet. In 2006, UN released a report called Livestock Long Shadow, which revealed that the raising of livestock for human meat consumption is the number one emitter of greenhouse gases, methane, carbon dioxide, nitrous oxide, and a major contributor to global warming. Let us watch the next video in which Supreme Master Qinghai, our guest of honor today, talks about it.
I'm very grateful to courageous leaders in the world for stepping out of their boundary and to speak out for the sake of everyone. Even if the public do not appreciate their goodwill, heaven will take note. And they will have a great reward hereafter. It is, of course, very difficult to be in a position of authority. To be a leader is to be endowed with bravery, compassion, and nobility. That's why you are a leader. It's not easy, of course, to be in the position of leader. That's why leaders are few. Yeah? You see, in a nation, there's only one king, one queen. Some princes, some prince, one president, one prime minister. Very few leaders compare to the multitude of this world. But fewer even still are brave leaders, courageous leaders, righteous leaders, and wise leaders. To such a wise and courageous ones, we offer full support and respect. We pray that heaven give them more strength, more wisdom to carry out their noble duty. Because as I told you, leaders are few, and fewer still are those who are wise and courageous. Being a leader, we must know what is good for our subjects and what is not. And what is good, we have to encourage them to do, facilitate them to do. And what is bad, we have to stop, to protect them. That is the true meaning of a leader. All the information about harmful meat diet and beneficial vegetarian lifestyle, just print them out, put in your pocket, and wherever you go, just give it to people. It doesn't take time, not much money. Even if it does, please do sacrifice to save the planet if you still want to live here. And also to save the animals that you so much love. And to save our people who are not aware of the bad consequences of a meat diet. It's our duty to do that. All the vegetarians, all the vegan, all the fruitarian, breatharian, solarian, waterian out there, please do this. We cannot do it all alone. We can also save some people, but we cannot save all if we don't have your help. Please do help us to help everyone. Thank you so much.
Be veg, go green, save the planet. For more urgent details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master, for your message.
Thank you for helping.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are privileged to introduce to you the very loving and compassionate Supreme Master Ching Hai. Supreme Master Ching Hai is a world-renowned humanitarian, spiritual teacher, artist, and the number one best-selling author of the books The Birds in My Life, The Dogs in My Life, and The Noble Wilds, which are available at Amazon.com.
Motivated by her unconditional love and overflowing compassion for our planet and its co-inhabitants, humans and animals alike, Supreme Master Ching Hai selflessly accepts invitations to share her perspective on the topic of global warming and climate change.
We are very fortunate that she has accepted to join us in this conference, SOS Save the Planet, via video conference.
I just want to say happy birthday to our governor of the state of Veracruz tomorrow, but tomorrow I won't see him. So is that okay to say it one day earlier?
Yeah. Is that okay, Mr. Governor, to say? Okay.
Happy birthday tomorrow, sir.
Okay, happy birthday to you, Governor.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Governor. Happy birthday to you.
It's tomorrow, but we're going to do it today, okay? Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you for coming. Okay.
Master, would you like to share some of your thoughts about the current state of our planet, the impact of climate change, and how can we stop it? Thank you.
Almost everyone knows that our planet is in trouble. And we just have to remind each other to do something about it, because our days are numbered. And I'm really glad that some of the governmental bodies, the religious bodies, and social bodies, and educational bodies, and many other organizations are doing their best to inform the public of the dire state of our planet, and also inform them of the solution, like Be Veg, Go Green. Vegetarianism or veganism is the best solution. And that is really love in action. Not only love for the animals, but truly love for our planet and our children, the future generation. Love should be translated into action. If we truly love our family, we should do something about it. And at this moment of our planet's dangerous state, the solution is to be vegan, meaning no more animals product or no more animals food on our plate. Peace and love begins on our table, begins on our plate. Our dinner, our breakfast, our lunch. Love is just an abstract word, but love can be an action. So if we do love our children, we do something. And now that we know that vegan diet will save the world for our future generation, I do ask everyone to sacrifice their palate, the taste, the habit, which is very detrimental to our health anyway. Please go on the internet and do more research about how harmful animals' diet will do to ourselves and our children. please do more research on how beneficial a vegetarian diet can be. Please do research. Nowadays we can research everything on the planet. Meat is not our friend. Animals' products are not our benefactor. They are our enemy. First, they harm our health and that of our children. And second, but most important, they harm our planet. So please do research and please do sacrifice this habit. Cut off this habit of animal products. And then we can have everything else. Even cars to drive, even airplane, even ships, even boat, even everything that we're having right now. Because nothing is as harmful as animals' product. If we just leave the animals' products alone, then we have absolutely everything else. That is 99.9% of everything that we have right now, minus meat. By meat, I mean fish, eggs, milk, etc., etc. Please do research. Even milk is harmful. It's responsible for many fatal diseases. Meat and milk, dairy products and eggs are number one cancer-causing, number one fatal disease-causing. Millions of people die every year because of meat, eggs and dairy products. Trillions and trillions of US dollars are spent in this direction to try to cure those diseases that have been caused by meat, dairy and eggs.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease, E. coli, salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk, pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. lactose intolerance, plus more.
So please, for the sake of your health and that of your children and of our planet and that of the future, of our security and survival, please just leave the animals alone. Then everything else will be fine. And then everything else we will have. And the planet will heal herself. And we will have even better life afterward. And we have even better planet afterward. That is my promise. Thank you so much. And if you have any questions, and if I know of it, I'd be glad to answer you. May God bless Mexico. May God bless our world. Thank you for coming. Thanks for listening.
Bravo.
Thank you, Master, for sharing with us such invaluable insight. Next, please welcome the Honorable Fidel Herrera Beltran, the Governor of the State of Veracruz.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm round of applause to welcome the Honorable Governor of the State of Veracruz. Welcome, Mr. Herrera Beltran.
Let me at the beginning say a few words in English to express our deepest gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai for sharing with us the Veracruz people on behalf of the Mexicans a common and very deep and profound feeling. We love our planet, and we in Veracruz have decided to take care of our water, of our soil, of our skies, and do everything that is within our reach to save our planet. This is the only planet we all have. There is no other. That is why we back with you do, Master, and that is why we are all here to learn and raise consciousness within our people, our children, our women and men, to save our planet. Starting from saving our Veracruz. Thank you.
That's right. Starting from home.
Thank you. El planeta es nuestro hogar. Y como nuestro hogar, debemos tratarlo, cuidarlo, preservarlo y protegerlo. Debemos aprovechar sus recursos naturales con responsabilidad. Eso es lo que debe hacer la humanidad. Salvar el planeta es salvarnos, salvar nuestras vidas y de todos los seres vivientes.
Sí.
Salvar el planeta es entonces trabajar unidos, gobiernos y organizaciones a favor de la vida y del futuro. Hoy el desafío por el cambio climático es severo y sin precedentes. Lo sabemos en Veracruz, que hemos sobrevivido a muchos huracanes y desastres naturales. Veracruz ha empezado a hacer su tarea con el apoyo de la Embajada Británica, que ha entregado recursos, dinero. Hemos puesto en marcha el Plan de Acción Climática para el Estado de Veracruz. Este plan va a ser un modelo para todos los estados de la República Mexicana. Su objetivo es tomar conciencia de lo que hay que hacer desde el gobierno y desde la sociedad para un liderazgo responsable que reestablezca las condiciones de la naturaleza, para reforestar, para tratar el agua, para plantar árboles, para reciclar y separar las basuras orgánicas y no orgánicas, para cuidar la alimentación de las personas y recomendar las dietas apropiadas, y para acabar con un gran problema de salud pública que tiene Veracruz, el primer lugar de obesidad y sobrepeso en niños menores de 10 años del sistema escolar.
Overweight, yeah, yeah.
Nuestra población también tiene un problema muy grave. Sufre el doble del resto del país de la diabetes. Por eso nos hemos suscrito a la investigación del genoma humano y hemos convocado a un encuentro internacional sobre el cambio climático y políticas públicas el 27, 28 y 29 de abril de este año, con la presencia de instituciones y personalidades científicas de todo el mundo, y en donde la Universidad Veracruzana y los sindicatos de los maestros, como el Sindicato Nacional de Trabajadores de la Educación, que hoy nos brinda su edificio, son parte muy importante. Y la Universidad de Columbia de los Estados Unidos trabajarán con nosotros. Temas como lo que llamamos la iniciativa ABC, que traducida al inglés sería Initiative for Water, Goods and River Basins, son parte muy importante de nuestro esfuerzo. A is water, which in English is agua en español. B is for bosques, which in English is woods. And C is cuencas, which in English would be river basins. En eso estamos trabajando al mismo tiempo que protegemos nuestros sitios Ramsar. The same time we do that, we protect our Ramsar sites. Those are the natural areas protected according to the International Convention of Ramsar that takes the name of the Iranian city where the United Nations decided to take care of the planet. That is for wetlands and for biosphere. Veracruz es el estado que tiene la mayor biodiversidad de México en la flora y en la fauna. Y practicamos una gran cultura del respeto y de la conservación y la remediación que nos viene desde muy profundo, desde nuestros ancestros, los indígenas huastecos, totonacas y olmecas, nuestros pueblos indígenas que aman su hábitat, su entorno. Well, we are responsible with nature because that comes from very long ago in our roots, our founders, fathers, the Indians of the north of Veracruz, Huastecs, the ones in the middle of the states, Totonacas, and the ones, those are the flyer ones, and the ones in the south, the Olmecs, all of them love nature, love their land, love their culture, love their religion, and were basically vegetarians. En el origen de nuestras culturas indígenas está el maíz. Dice el Popol Vuh que en el principio todo era maíz. In our long ago times, everything was with nature. The food our Indians ate were natural food. And basically, it was vegetarians.
That's right.
Popol Vuh, our ancient book from the Mayas, said in the beginning of human life, everything was made out of corn. Mm-hmm. Corn was life. Maíz, tortilla, and chile is the basic diet of Indian population. And you don't see Indians suffering from cancer or losing their hair. They are healthy. una gran razón de nuestra decisión por cuidar la naturaleza.
Bravo, bravo.
Let me say at the end, it looks like everyone here understands English, don't you? So I do take my time. My final words are, Master, to say I believe on behalf of everyone here and all of those who live in Jalapa, in the state of Veracruz, in Mexico, in Latin America, that we back your efforts. We encourage you to keep going the same you have been doing and to back the Kyoto Protocol, to take all possible action together with the political concern and the political backing that you have been building. With that, I say thank you, Master. Keep going. And let us to help you to save our planet. Thank you.
We will do it together. Muchas gracias. Muchas gracias.
Thank you, Mr. Governor.
Bravo, Governor. Bravo. Bravo, Mexico. Bravo, Veracruz.
Me siento muy feliz.
Thank you for your support. Thank you for your support. And I wish the conference, the future conference that takes place, a lot of success. I wish you success. Also in your job as a governor.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Governor, for that wonderful speech.
Wonderful speech.
Thank you for your warm-hearted presence on today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please join us again on Wednesday for Part 3 of Video Conference with Supreme Master Qinghai, SOS Save the Planet. Now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. We wish you joy, peace, and prosperity.